Please bow hand, pray in silence.
让我们低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start a Friday night Sabbath service. Let's sing hymn 468.
奉主耶稣名，在我们开始机会之前，让我们一同唱诗468首。
468首。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
感谢主，愿神的平安喜乐都与你同在。
Praise and thank God that we all can gather here tonight to study the Word of God together.
感谢神，今天我们能够来到这里一同学习他的话语。
I also praise and thank God I have the opportunity these last several days to go to back to Boston to visit my family.
我也非常感谢神在过去一周的几天之内神给我这个机会让我能够回到波士顿的话去看望我的父母。
Actually, every time I go see my Cambodian family, my heart feels very sorrowful.
每次我回去去看望我的柬埔寨的亲生父母的时候我的心都是非常的难过。
Because my father is quite old, so he's quite ill.
因为我的父亲的话已经非常年迈了，而且他的身体非常的不好。
And my mother, she's also ill.
我的母亲的话也是。
My sister, she's also ill.
我的姐姐的话也有病。
So when I go there, my heart just feels very burdensome.
当我去看他们的时候，我的心有很大的负担。
Actually, the reason my heart is feel burdensome not because they are sick, but because they do not have Christ.
当看到他们的时候，我的心之所以有沉重的负担的原因，不是因为他们有病，而是因为他们还没有来信主。
Because by talking to them, I see that truly they feel that they have no hope.
当我和他们谈话的时候，我已经感觉到他们没有什么希望。
They just feel that you know this life is meaningless to them.
他们觉得这个生命没有任何的意义。
So that's why for us as a chosen people of God.
但我们是神所拣选的儿女。
That's why for us who are called by our Lord Jesus Christ, we really should appreciate our status and you know, how wonderful it is to be in the Lord Jesus.
我们是被神所招呼的，所以说我们应该非常高兴我们能够被神所拣选。
Because many of us we are very blessed. Many of us we are blessed.
因为在座的很多人的话都已经得到神的很大的祝福。
Even though sometimes we are sick, sometimes we are ill, but we always have the hope for eternal life.
尽管有时我们也会得病，也会身体不健康，但是我们还是有希望。
So that's why every single day we should try to establish our heart because we know that our Lord is coming soon.
所以说，在我们生活的每一天的话，我们必须要把我们的信心建立起来，等待神的再临。
Because if we have the hope of salvation, then if we throw this hope away, and then we just like everybody else in the world who do not have hope.
假如说我们把这个得救的盼望丢弃的话，那我们就像这世上其他的人一样。
Because sometimes most of us here we are born in church, so we really sometimes we don't know what it's like to live without Christ.
可能在座的有些弟兄姐妹，他们是从一出生的话就已经在教会里受洗，他们可能没有深深的体验到在神的里面是什么样子。
So for me, when I went to visit my family, I cannot imagine what it's like to live without God right now at this point.
当我通过见到去回去看望父母的这件事情，我心里在想，假如说。我现在没有在神的保佑之下的，我不知道我的生活会是什么样子。
So like that, tonight we'd like to share with you a step in our hearts for the coming of the Lord.
今天晚上要和大家分享就是，为主的再临，心意坚定。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
让我们翻到雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 verse 8.
雅各书第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
You also be patient, establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
第八节，你们也应当也忍耐，坚定自己的心，因为主再来的日子近了。
So this time, James encouraged the members to be patient and also to establish their hearts for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
因为在这个时候，雅各鼓励弟兄们说，主的日子来近了，你们应当忍耐，坚定自己的信心。
If James said the coming of the Lord is at hand 2,000 years ago, how much closer he is right now for us?
就是雅各在2000年之前的话已经说到主的日子要快来临了，现在的话那么主现在的话当我们提到主的日子快来临的时候这将是多快了呢？
I feel sometimes we really do not think too much of the end days.
有时候我真的没有想太多关于末后末日的事情。
Because the end days it seems never going to come.
但是末日好像马上就会到。
So because of this, we really do not try our best to establish our hearts.
但是我们还没有真正的准备好，真正的坚定我们的信心来等待神的来。
But how do we know we have established our heart?
但如何我们才知道我们坚定我们自己的信心呢
？How do we know we are ready for the second coming of Christ？
我们怎知道我们已经为神的再临而准备好了呢
？Let's read verse one, James chapter 5 verse 1。
让我们读第五章第一节。
Verse 1，
第一节。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your misery that are coming upon you. Verse 2。
第二节。
Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth eaten. Verse 3.
第三节。
Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. You can see in these three verses, it seems that James he was very harsh to those who are rich.
你可以看到在这个第三章中的话，雅各的话提到了这些这些富人的下场，不义的富人的下场。
Because in verse 1 it says, Come now, you are rich, weep and howl for your misery that are coming upon you.
你们富有的人呢，应该为那将要来临的灾祸哭泣哀嚎。
Actually, the Bible never says that it's wrong to be rich.
其实圣经的话从来就没有说过富有不是一件错事。
But in James verse 1 to verse 3 it tells us here that these are the people who trust in riches.
但是这里所提到的是那些依靠自己富有的人。
Even though they lay up treasure in the last day, but this treasure only the material things in their life.
即使在末后的那些日子里，他们还是尽自己的力量去敛聚钱财。
So that's why in verse 2 it says your riches will corrupt.
第二节说你们的钱财将要腐坏了。
And the garment the moth will eat it away.
你们的衣服也会被虫蛀。
And the gold and silver also be corroded.
你们的金银也会生锈。
Why? Because they do not have a treasure in the eternal life.
因为他们没有可以得永生的财产。
So really for us as a chosen people of God,
当然我们是被神所拣选的儿女。
We need to reflect and think about our lives.
我们要反省我们的人生。
Of course, this message we shared with one another many times.
当然我们也和大家分享这段经节很多 time 了。
Even though we shared many times, but it seems so difficult to put Christ first in our life.
但是我们在座的很多人还是很难把这些经节放在自己的心中。
You know, a couple of weeks ago, a sister in Arizona, she moved to San Francisco. She was only 33 years old.
在不久前的话，有一个教会的姐妹从Arizona 搬到了旧金山。
And the reason she moved to San Francisco, because she wanted to have treatment for her lung cancer.
这位姐妹只有33岁，她之所以搬到旧金山的原因就是她要为寻找治疗她的肺癌的方法。
Before she moved to San Francisco, she was only baptized 1 month.
在她搬到旧金山之前的话，她受洗一个月。
So when she came to San Francisco, the doctor told her she has several months to live.
等她到了旧金山的时候，这个医生告诉她只有几个月的时间生存了。
Because her cancer is already at the last stage.
因为这个癌症已经达到了
But only a week and a half later, she passed away. Only a week and a half later, she passed away.
只有一个多星期的时间，她就离开了
Only 33 years old.
只有33岁
Really, when she passed away, can she bring anything with her? She can bring nothing with her at all.
当她离开这个世上的时候，她可以带走任何的财物吗
But what she has, eternal life.
但是他所拥有的却是
Because by God's grace, before she passed away, she was able to be baptized.
因为在他离开这个世界的时候，他能够受洗。
So that's why for us, do not be like the people in the world.
通过这件事情呢，告诉我们不要向这个世上的人学习。
The people in the world, they will trust in their riches.
因为这个世上的人的话，都
The people in the world, they will trust in their gold and silver.
他们只会相信他这个世上的金银。
But for us, we lay up treasure in heaven.That is the things of God.
但是我们的话却要在神的天为我们准备的天上寄居财富。
And in verse 4 it says, Indeed the wages of the laborer who mow your fields which you kept back by fraud cry out, and the cries of the reaper have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You can see here in this verse that The way they gain their money is also not the right way to gain.
从第四章第四节的话，我们可以看得出，他们所赚到的钱的话，也不是从正当的途径
赚来的。So the reason they gain all this money because they steal and they corrupt and they, you know, deceive people of their wages.
他们之所以能够赚到这么多的钱，是因为他们克扣工人的工资。
So that's why for us, we also need to be careful how we gain our money.
这告诉我们，当我们要非常的谨慎，我们如何去赚我们的钱，如何去赚钱。
Because especially when we do our taxes, right? We know the taxes is just passed last month.
上个月的时候，我们都在忙着做我们的做我们的税。
Because sometimes it's very easy for us to cheat on the taxes.
因为有些时候非常容易，我们会在我们报税的时候动一些手脚。
But actually, if we're not honest, if we do things that is not according to the will of God and is not truthful, then we also taken this money from corruption also.
假如我们不是在神的旨意下做正确的事情的话，那么我们也像这个富人一样来克扣工人的工资。
Actually, as a Christian, really, God's standard is very high for us, not like the people in the world.
其实对我们来说的话，神对我们被拣选的人的要求会比在外面的不信主的人的更高。
And in verse 5 say, you have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts all the days in your slaughter. So we see in verse 5, on the earth, they live in luxury and pleasure.
在第五节提到这些在世上的富人的话，他们过的生活奢侈。
And they have fed their hearts with many things. In verse 5, they have fed their hearts with many things.
他们在世上穷奢极奢，养肥了自己。
You can see this the goal of the people in the world.
这就是在这个世上的经营。
But for us, we don't have this kind of goal.
但是在这个在我们却没有这样的。
Our goal is from verse 7 and on.
我们所用的经营就是第七节所
描述的。Our goal and hope is eternal life.
我们所用的经营和希望就是得永生的盼望。
But how can we establish our heart really to be strong for the coming of the Lord?
我们如何才可以坚定我们的信心来等待主的再临呢
？It says verse 7, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
第七节说到，弟兄们，你们应当忍耐。直到主来。
Even though Christ said he's coming soon, but 2,000 years later, he's not here yet.
尽管在当时雅各说主再来的日子近了，但是说2000年之后主还没有到来。
But for us, we need to be patient.
但是我们要继续忍耐。
Because God's word is faithful and true.
因为神的话是真实的。
What he said will come to pass.
他所说过的话都会实现的。
So when he says he's coming, he will be here soon.
因为他说过他会再来的话，他
就会再来。So for us, we need to be patient.
所以说我们要忍耐。
Just like a farm who's waiting for the fruit of the earth.
就像农夫要等在地里出产的食物。
It says here they wait patiently for it until it receives the early and later rain.
这里说农夫在忍耐，直到获得了地里的收获。
We know for us the early rain and the later rain is already passed.
我们知道这里的早雨和晚雨都已经过去了。
What our Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for is for us to bear fruit.
主耶稣的话让我们继续的等待事项，让我们能够结果实。
So, the day that we build to bear fruit is the day that will come to take us back for Himself.
当那天他来，当我们结好了果实的时候，就是他那天来收割的时候。
But meanwhile, we need to be patient and establish our heart.
但是在他来之前的话，我们要坚定我们的信心。
Do not like be the Israelite people.
不要像那些被带领出埃及的以色列人。
When Moses went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
当摩西上了西乃山来接受这个神的十诫的时候。
During that time he was gone only for 40 days.
在那个时候摩西只离开了40天。
But the people, because they're impatient, they built a golden calf because they thought that Moses already have died.
但是这些以色列人他们没有信心，他们认为摩西已经死掉了，于是他们就筑起了金牛犊。
So because of this, they sinned greatly against God.
因为他们这样做，他们在神的面前。
So as we wait for the second coming of Christ,
我们在等待神的再来的时候。
We need to learn and be patient to cultivate ourselves.
我们要学习如何去忍耐，如何去
培养我们自己。Actually, sometimes it's not easy.
有些时候并不是一件非常容易的事
情。Because to be patient is quite difficult.
因为去忍耐并不是一件非常容易的事情。
For me, I feel I'm really not a patient guy.
我感觉我自己并不是一个非常有忍耐的忍耐心的人。
I remember when I first met her.
我记得当我第一次遇见我的太太的时候。
And her, she usually pretty slow when she's getting ready to come to church, right?
因为他是一个，是我，因为我的太太是一个做事比较缓慢的人，有些时候我都要非常很多的时候都要去等。
And I'm always the one, everywhere we go someplace, you know, I'm the first one to get ready, first.
我总是那个无论去哪里的话，我都是最先准备好的那个人。
But sometimes when I wait for, her, I get so frustrated.
但是有时候我在等的时候，我感觉非常的受挫的感觉。
And then I realize all this time the reason, you know.Maybe God make her slow because He want to teach me to be patient.
我可能现在就明白，因为神其实在在已经在开始锻炼我的忍耐力。
Just like you know, for me, when a person translating, right, it's so difficult for me because I speak so fast, and a lot of time I just cut them off, right, because I'm not patient.
这就像是当我没有耐心去等待那些帮我翻译的人，因为我说的非常的快，有时候我已经失去耐心的话，我就没有等他们翻译完的话，我就开始讲。
I know a lot of mamas, yeah, cut them off again. A lot of mamas, right? Always say, a lot of mamas always tell me, "Woody, have to slow down, right?" But for me, it's so difficult.
因为好多教会的妈妈们也告诉我们在讲道的时候要慢一点。
But God teach me many ways to be patient.
但是神在很多方面教导如何去忍耐。
Like sometimes when I go to a fast food restaurant.
有一次我去快餐店。
Especially when I'm hungry.
我非常的饥饿。
And sometimes the person in front of me can never decide what they want to order, right?
有些那个站在我前面站在我对前点食物的人，他总是没有不能决定要买什么样的东西。
Even though the cashier asked them many times, "Are you ready to order?" They just keep looking. No, not yet, not yet. Right? They keep doing it. For me, I'm in the back there. I'm like, "Come on, order already!" Right?
尽管那个柜台收银员呢问他你准备好了吗？准备好了吗？但是他还是没有准备好。我在后面的话已经心如鸡脚了。
And you know, some fast food restaurant, right? There's the menu or the sign on both sides the same, right? One side the same thing as on the other side, right? So sometimes we just move back and forth looking at the same thing, you know? So I get so frustrated standing behind them.
因为大多的快餐店的话，他的菜单的话都是左边和右边都是一样的，所以说这个前面的人的话，跑到左面去看看，跑到右面去看看，其实看的都是同样的东西。
That's why I know our Lord Jesus Christ teach me in different situations to be patient.
所以说主耶稣也告诉我在任何的在不同的情况之下要忍耐。
So it's no different for us when we're waiting for the coming of the Lord.
这和我们要忍耐去等主的再临是没有什么不同的。
We have to be patient and establish ourselves with the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
我们要忍耐，要建立起自己的信心，并通过他的圣灵的带领。
And in verse 9 say, "Do not grumble against one another."
第九节说弟兄们，我们不要彼此抱怨。
This is also a way for us to establish our heart.
这是另外一个途径，如何去建立我们的坚定我们的信心。
Another word, really, we should not talk ill will about one another.
我们真的不要彼此说坏话。
But always talk love, you know, to be loving toward one another.
我们要彼此的爱对方。
It says here, if we grumble against one another, then we're in a danger of being condemned.
这第九节说，假如说弟兄们，假如说你们要彼此抱怨的话，那么你们就要承受审判的。
Why? Because if we grumble against one another, this means we're judging one another.
如果你彼此抱怨的话，那么就等于
And we know there's only one judge, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你审判教会弟兄姐妹的时候，也是审判了主耶稣。
And also in verse 12.
第十二节
Say, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be a yes and your no be a no, lest you fall into judgment.
第十二节说，我的弟兄们，最要紧的是，不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，任何的事都当禁绝。
So how can we establish a heart for the second coming of our Lord Jesus?
我们如何才可以坚定我们的信心来等待神的再临呢
？He say here, brethren, do not swear.
这里又提到另外一点，就是
either by heaven or by earth. Actually, sometimes the reason we swear, or you know, we make an oath because the other people do not believe what we tell them.
有些时候我们要起誓的原因是因为对方不相信。
Because sometimes the reason they do not believe us because we tend to lie.
因为有些时候对方不相信我们，不相信我们，是因为我们可能要去说谎。
But it says here, but let our yes be a yes and a no be a no.
但这里提到的话，你们的话是就是。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, if anything more than this, it comes from the evil one.
任何在这个之上的话，那都是从魔鬼。
So that's why for us, we need to be very careful with this.
所以说我们必须要非常谨慎，在这一点上要非常谨慎。
Before I came to Christ, I used to lie a lot.
在我来到主耶稣的面前的之前的话，我
because
会非常会撒谎。
Because my adopted father, he also used to lie a lot.
因为我收养我的父亲的话，他非常会说谎。
So every time he tells stories and stuff like that, he always exaggerate, always make things up, right? So for me, growing up like this, so I did the same way.
他每次描述一件事情的时候都非常的夸大。
But then when I came to Christ, it's so difficult for me to change my old ways.
当我来到主耶稣的面前的时候，我这个习惯还是非常的难改掉。
Because the Bible tells us that your yes be a yes and a no be a no.
但圣经告诉我们，是就是，不是。
So this means as a Christian, whatever we say has to be truthful.
所以作为一个基督徒的话，我们所说的事情话必须要是真实的。
For example, when I first moved to San Jose.
例如当我刚搬到圣何西的时候。
And I saw some plants in Costco, right? That is very nice and it's pretty good price.
当我在Costco 看到一个这个树植物非常的漂亮。
So during that time, I did not have a Costco card, so I bought one of the brother's Costco card.
因为那时候还没有Costco 的会员卡，所以说我就从一个教会的弟兄那里借了一个。
Because if you look in front of the Costco card, it's non-transferable, right?
因为在那个会员卡的话是不可以转会给其他人的。
I think back then I know they had a picture, but now they also have a little picture of a person on behind the card, right?
可能原来的会员卡的话都没有照片，但是现在的会员卡的话都有一个很小的照片在上面。
So, this means I should not borrow this brother's card and use it for myself.
这就是说我不可以从其他的人那里借会员卡来用。
So, but during that time, I struggled many days. Should I use this card or should I not, right? Because I want to get the apartment ready before Ha come, right? So I need to buy this plant.
所以说在那个时候，挣扎了很长的时间，我到底该不该用这张卡？但是那个时候的话，我就是一个我的太太要会快来了，我要在她来之前的话，把这个我们的公寓准备好。
So during that time, I went ahead and used the card.
所以说那个时候我就去用了这张会员卡。
And really, I feel guilty, but I was not guilty enough not to buy it.
就是那个时候我非常的内疚，但是我没有这样的内疚，以至于我不会去用这张卡。
So because of this, I need to repent.
所以说为了这些事情的话，我要忏悔。
Why? Because as a children of God, we have whatever we say has to be truthful.
因为作为神的儿女的话，我们所说的话的话，都要
真实的。Actually, a lot of time, the reason we lie because we, you know, get something to gain out of it.
因为有些时候我们想去说谎的话，因为我们要从中得到一些东西利益。
Because these two plants that I bought is a very good price. If I go to Home Depot, it's like $15 more for each one of them, right?
当时我为什么要撒谎？因为在 Costco 这两个植物的话，价格都非常的好。要是去 Home Depot 的话，每一个植物的话都可能会是多出$15。
Actually, it doesn't matter how much we save on what we buy or what we do, but if we sin against God, it's not worth it at all.
其实不管我们去买什么，我们去做什么，但只要在神的面前做错事情的话，我们都会受到惩罚。
That's why sometimes we really need to be careful.
所以说在这种时候的话，我们必须要谨慎。
Because we need to be perfect, just like a heavenly Father is perfect.
我们要像我们在天上的父亲一样的纯洁。
Sometimes as parents, if you go to a buffet, right, for example.
例如有些时候我们想去自助餐的时候。
For example, some buffet say, you know, children under 10, right, you can eat for free.
因为有些自助餐说，小于低于十岁的孩子的话，他们不需要付钱。
But it just happened your children is 11 years old.
但是正巧的话，你的小孩的话是11岁。
Sometimes it's very difficult to not to lie. Right?
所以说这个时候有些时候的话是非常困难不去说谎。
Why? Well, sometimes it's just for us. Okay, we might save $12-$13, right? If you tell them, no, he's 10 years old instead of 11 years old.
就是我们呢告诉他我们的小孩只有十岁的话我们可能会省下12-13块钱。
Actually, we really need to think about, you know, our daily life. Every single day, I think we lie one time or another.
其实我们只要好好想想我们在生活的每一天的话，其实每一天的话，我们都会有一两次的在说谎。
So for me nowadays, I have to be very cautious.
所以说在这主快来临的时候，我们必须要非常的谨慎。
Because even though sometimes I feel like if I do this, I gain something, but if it's something is not truthful, then I have to stop doing it.
因为有时候我们觉得哦，我们这样说谎的话，我们可能会得到一些利益，但是我们要真正的好好想一想，我们这样做的话，对我们没有任何的益处。
Because when we lie, we become children of Satan.
因为我们当我们说谎的时候，我们就成为了魔鬼的孩子。
When we lie, we defy our heart, so we cannot establish our heart for the second coming of Christ.
因为我们说谎的时候，我们就污秽了我们的心灵，我们就不可能坚定我们的信心来等待神的再来。
So that's why from now on, let a yes be a yes and a no be a no.
所以从现在开始的话，我们就要让我们的话是就是，不是就是。
And in verse 13 says, anyone among you suffering, let him pray.
在第十三节中说，你们中间谁是有智慧的，有见识的呢？
As a Christian, Christ always tells us we must go through suffering.
对不起，刚才说第十三节的时候说，你们中间有人受苦吗？他应该祷告。
Yes. James chapter 5 verse 13.
雅各书第五章第十三节。
So if we during our suffering we pray to God, this also we can establish our heart to be stronger.
一旦我们受苦的时候，我们祷告，我们要向神祷告，这样也是坚定我们信心的一种方法。
Why? Because through prayer, God will give us a way out.
因为当我通过祷告，神就会让我们有出路。
And through prayer, God will give us the wisdom to understand why we suffer during that time.
我们祷告的时候，神就会告诉我们，就会给我们智慧，让我们能明白我们为什么去受苦。
Because every time we suffer, God also suffers with us.
因为当我们受苦的时候，神也一同在。在为我们受苦。
But the reason God wants us to suffer because He wants us to establish to be stronger and build our heart for His second coming.
神之所以让我们受苦，是因为他要通过这个受苦的经历，让我们心得到坚定，以等待他的来临。
So he is in verse 13 also. If anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms.
第十三节也提到，假如说有人心情愉快的话，那就他就应该歌颂。
So if God gives us a joyful heart, we should sing praises to our Lord.
就是神给我们一个有愉快的心情的话，那我们就应该去歌颂他。
So if we do this, we really our heart can become strong.
就是我们这样做的话，我们的心就会变得坚定起来。
And verse 14 says, "Is any one of you among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him."
第十四节提到，你们中间有人患病的话，那么他就应该去请教会的长老来。
This is also a way to establish our heart.
这也是另外一种方法来经历我们的信
心。If we are sick, if we are ill, if we are low in faith, we should call someone to pray for us.
假如有苦难的话，有患病的话，或者是遭受苦难的时候，我们就要请
We have to have faith that our brother and sister, through their prayer, we can be healed.
因为通过弟兄姐妹的祷告的话，我们的病就会得到医治。
But nowadays, I can see that many of us we really do not share burden with one another.
但是在现在的时候，我也看得出来，教会的很多弟兄姐妹从来不分享。
Sometimes we are afraid to share with our brother and sister to pray for us.
他们也从来不让教会的弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
That's why in verse 16 say, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
第十五章的话也是。第十六章说到，第十六节说到，你们彼此应该彼此认罪，互相代祷。
So for me, because I'm more Americanized, I always share my problem with all of you.
我可能是由于在美国生活美国化的习惯的话，我总是
When I first came to church,
总是把我的苦难告诉大家。
When I first came to church, I don't understand why we do not, you know, tell each other a burden or share with one another what we're going through.
等我刚来到这个教会的时候，不明白为什么大家都是把自己的苦处隐瞒起来，不告诉。
And then I realized many of us have been hurt before by, you know, by rumors, right? For example.
后来我才明白，在座的大家很多都会被原来的这个传言所伤害。
For example, when we share weaknesses with other people, sometimes they will judge us. So because of this, and then we are afraid to share with one another.
因为当我们告诉对方我们所经历的事情的时候，他们可能会看清我们，这样我们心就会受到伤害。
If we want to feel comfortable to confess our trespasses to one another, we need to have more fellowship.
就是我们能够能够可以有勇气来彼此互相的认罪，互相把自己的事情告诉对方的话，我们就要有更多的团契。
If we have more fellowship, then we know and understand one another better.
就是我们有更多团契的话，我们就可能会更多的了解对方。
If any kind of misunderstanding, then we will go to one another and ask if this is right, this is wrong. We will not be afraid.
就我们彼此不了解对方的话，我们就要更多的有更多的团契，这样我们才可以更了解对方。
For example, during the spiritual convocation in San Jose.
比如当我们在有这个灵恩会的时候
So during that time I was in the dining area.
我当时坐在那个餐厅里面。
And then I see Connie was talking to Sister Ye, right?
我看到 Connie 姐妹在和这个。
And during that time Sister Ye called me.
和另外一个姐妹在
谈话。And Sister Ye called me, Rudy, come here, come here.
Sister Ye 就叫叫我去过去。
And she said, didn't you tell me that?Connie is married to Frank.
你不是告诉我Connie 要和 Frank 弟兄结婚吗
？Oh, I say, did I tell you that?
我说了，我告诉你这个吗
？Because Connie was in shock, right? Because when Sister Ye said, "How is your Frank?" Right? How is your Frank? So she's like, you know, of course, Sister Ye thought I told she's married to Frank.
Connie 的话非常的震惊，因为Sister Ye 的话在说，你的那个。Frank 怎么样了
？So when I thought about what did I say to Sister Ye during that time when we saw her in the hospital? What did I say to Sister Ye? Why did she say that? You know that she thought I said that Connie is married to Frank.
因为当时那个叶姐妹的话在医院的话，我怎么会和叶姐妹说到 Connie 和那个 Frank 的事情呢
？And then I remember when we at the hospital, she asked me, did anybody get baptized in Pacifica Church?
这时我才想起，因为在我去医院看望叶姐妹的时候，她问起到在 Pacific 教会有哪些人受洗了。
I said yes, one person, Frank, Connie's friend.
我告诉她，是确实是有一个人受洗了，就是 Connie 的朋友Frank.
Of course, I used to speak very fast, so she probably thought I say Connie's Frank, right? Frank, Connie's Frank. So because of this, it's a misunderstanding.
有可能当时因为我说的太快了，她就以为Frank 就是 Connie 的男朋友。
See, but thank God because Sister Ye and I we know each other for a long time, right? Since New Jersey, right? So she very easy just ask me, hey, did you say this? So we be able to straight everything out and we just laughing about it, right?
在波士顿的时候，我已经认识叶姐妹很长一段时间了。
But really,
所以说在提到这件事情的时候，我们大家都会。
If we did not straight out this rumor, then really it would be a big problem in church, right?
其实说我们把这个流言传开的话，这将是一件非常大的事情。
Because there are times when you say Connie's friend, Connie was in shock, right? She's like, what? You know, how he's not my husband, right?
你知道，因为当我们当时提到Connie 的男朋友是 Frank 的时候 ，Connie 非常的震惊。
So that's why if we have open communication with one another.
就是说我们彼此打开心扉的话，去交流的话。
And real, the misunderstanding is always have a solution for.
那么我们彼此就会更加的了解对方了。
Because when I talk to brother and sister, really all brother and sister are so loving, they love God very much.
因为当我在和教会的弟兄姐妹聊天的时候，我都会感觉到他们是非常爱。
And most of the time, the reason, right, the reason we have, you know, we argue one another, we do not like one another because misunderstanding.
因为有些时候我们之所以彼此会吵架会不理解的话是因为我们不了解对方
But for those of us who pray for one another
所以说我们要彼此代祷
And verse 15 we need to pray in faith
第十五节说我们要祷告的时候
Because when we pray those who pray in faith will save the one who is sick
因为我们通过信心的代祷可以使那些得病的人得以医治
They give us example of Elijah
在这里也给我们一个
Elijah,
以利亚的
just like a man just like us.
所以利亚就像我们一样有同样性情的人。
But when he prayed earnestly in faith, and then there was no rain.
但是当他恳切祈求的时候，三年六个月的话都没有下雨。
And then verse 18, when he prayed again, and then the heaven gave rain.
第十八节又说到，当他借着信心祈祷的时候，天就开始下雨。
I have shared with you the four brothers and sisters who resurrected in Ghana.
我也和你分享，在这个 在加拿有四个弟兄姐妹从死里复生的这个见证。
The reason God resurrected them because the prayer of brother and sister, because they pray in faith.
之所以神可以让他们从死里复活的原因，就是因为他们非常热切，恳切
的祷告。We need to establish our heart.
所以我们要坚定我们的信心。
Do not think too much about the things of this world or the material things of this world.
不要想太多在这个世界上的事情。
But we need to cultivate ourselves and be patient for the coming of the Lord.
我们要坚定我们自己，让我们等，以至于我们可以等到主的再来。
And so also continue to love one another.
让我们继续去爱彼此。
And continue to share and confess to one another so we can pray for one another.
让我们敞开我们心扉，彼此去去同大家交流去激励大家的信心。
And only this that we can be ready for the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
就像我们才有信心去等待主的再临。
Praise and thank God. Let's rise up and sing 476.
让我们一起站起来。
476.
476首。
Verse 1 and verse 3.
第一节和第四节。
Are we going to kneel down and pray together?
现在我们就要一同跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in Northern California area.
让我们继续祷告，让我们能够把我们的福音传遍我们整个的北加州。
We also pray for brothers and sisters who are weak in physically and also spiritually.
我们要为那些身体和灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
And we pray that God will establish our heart and be ready for His second coming.
我们要祷告，希望是愿神能够坚定我们的信心，以至于我们可以等到神的再来。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们跪下祷告。
Hallelujah.